Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
Time for Dana's Dirt, brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let them manage your damage. Ace2Restore.com. Here's Dana with the dirt.
Well, let's start with the saddest news. This is the very saddest news.
What?
I told you yesterday that Orlando Bloom's dog was missing. Searching for it. His dog named Mighty. Just the cutest little pooch. And he's now confirmed that the dog is gone.
Oh,
no.
Dana.
Yes. That's the worst news.
I could have done without that news today.
I'm sorry. He found his dog's collar. It was like a 7-day search, but yes, no, he says that his dog is gone. He got his name tattooed over his heart and just called it a waking nightmare. He's like, I've cried more over the past however many days than I thought was possible.
I know. Lost one the exact same way, and you don't get... I was here on the air and started thinking about it. I had to walk out of the studio on air because I was crying. Like, it's your family.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm sorry.
You're making us cry this morning.
In lighter news.
Well, no, this really isn't. Following Kanye West's tweets about Kim Kardashian, I guess in a way, he tweeted that he's going to focus on his music now. He posted a track list for the new album that's coming out. He says on Friday that he named after his mom, Donda. It also sounds like he may be putting off his run for office until 2024. He seems like kind of on the fence about being on the ballot right now.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got a lot going on his plate right now. Just kind of reading some of the things that he's talking about with his closing line and music and presidency and stuff like that. And he just needs to focus on him right now.
Yeah.
Get well if there is anything wrong.
Warner Brothers has established an anonymous coronavirus hotline. It's a snitch line where crew and cast can report any breaches in the required protocol. The studio is getting ready to start production or restart production on movies like The Batman and the latest Fantastic Beasts movie. So if anybody's doing stuff they shouldn't be doing, you get to tell.
Just don't cough or sneeze. You'll be fine.
Exactly.
I think you're going to say, like, on the line.
And now, the Morning Mix presents
Kid Smart.
Let's go ahead and meet our kid today.
Hi, my name is Trevor. I am 11 years old from Apopka and finishing fifth grade at Bear Lake Elementary. I enjoy playing baseball and golf, as well as playing on my Xbox with my friends.
We're going to play Kid Smarts with Louise out in Deltona. Louise, we've got our 11-year-old Trevor. I asked him, what superhero protects Gotham City? Does he know who that is?
Oh, definitely.
Trevor, who is it, buddy?
I think it's Batman.
You are right, yes. How many milligrams make a gram? How many milligrams in a gram?
Not sure I'll know that.
What's the answer?
1,000?
That is right. Nice job. Final question. What is the smallest state in America?
He'll probably know that.
What is it?
The smallest state in America is Rhode Island.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Smart kid, man. Hey, for you, thanks for playing. Louise, we're going to hook you up with a $30 gift card. Head on over to Five Guys.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning. Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
This might be the coolest thing you'll hear all week. This is why we live in Orlando. We already know that we live in the best city in the entire world. But this excites me. And Dana, you might finally be able to get me out to the movies because we...
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
I just snorted.
Well, we heard.
Because we have a floating cinema coming to Orlando. Like, you get your own boat and you get to go out into a lake and they have a huge screen and you watch your movie right there.
Okay, can they give me a boat to rent for the night?
Well, no. I think once the movie's over and the credits start to roll, you need to return your boat. But how cool is this?
Yeah, no, they have the boat, Chantel.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen a picture of it. There are like all these boats and they're spread out in the water. And yeah,
like, I'm not Jay. I don't have my own boat.
No.
Right.
Oh, I just, okay.
No, you don't boat in.
I thought she was saying like to keep after that. No, they provide the boat for you. It's provides you all the popcorn and everything on the boat. And you go out with just your friends or your family. So it sinks, I think, up to 8 people. So that way you don't have to worry about any other people. You're social distancing. You're right there on your own boat. You're out in the wild watching a movie.
Wild, yes. On the rapids. Catch any part of the movie that you can.
Would you do that?
Yes.
I would do it. It doesn't excite me the way it excites you. I think that the thing that excites you is that you're on a boat.
Yes, basically. Mine rarely works.
Nothing to do with the movie.
So one that actually works.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah, and I was looking. I was like, all right, is it like, you know, like a ride out of Disney somewhere? It's like on a hidden track and it takes... No, it's an actual real boat sitting out in the middle of a lake and you're watching a movie out there with like 15, 20 other boats. So they say it's coming. They haven't decided on the exact location yet, but we're one of only like 16 cities in the entire United States to get it. And it's coming... in the early September.
Okay.
You'll be able to go out and do that. Hopefully it's a little cooler.
I was going to say, it's going to be cold.
Yeah, well, no, not here.
Chantel's from Boston,
yes,
in case you didn't know that.
It gets cold here.
That doesn't happen until maybe December.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go! Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
Have you ever had a celebrity encounter? And did it go really well? Or were you thinking, man, I should have never gone up and approached this person? 407-919-1051. Have you had one, Dana?
Nothing that went bad in person. There's someone that I interviewed, Sarah McLachlan. I used to really be a big Sarah McLachlan fan. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't find her. It was over the phone. I didn't find her to be the warmest person.
Oh, really?
And that's as nice as I can be. Like, I did not leave still being a fan.
Oh, that stinks.
No,
especially when you're a big fan of somebody.
I still love her music.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just wasn't, like, maybe you shouldn't have said yes to this if you didn't really want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It just kind of ends up leaving a bad taste in your mouth for a person that you admire so much, you know? I interviewed Carrot Top on Monday, and I asked him, I said, everybody recognizes you because of your hair. I mean, everybody knows it's you. So can you go anywhere without people knowing who you are? And he's like, no. And I go, well, are you approachable? Like, can somebody come up to you? And do you have rules? Like, okay, I'll take a picture, but no autographs, or just don't bother me during dinner. And he goes, look, man, if it weren't for my fans, I wouldn't still be around after 30 years. He goes, but I do have friends that are comics that don't you dare come up to them in public during their private time.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing. So it's kind of interesting to see how they take it in public.
Yeah, I mean, it can be a rude thing to do. If someone is eating, I don't think it's ever okay to disturb them.
Right.
I may have done that.
You have?
I totally have.
To who?
David Ortiz.
Oh, Big Poppy.
Big Poppy. I had to. He was eating dinner with his wife at the Cheesecake Factory, and I was still young, so it was okay. I had a napkin signed and everything. I was like, I will cherish this napkin forever.
All right. Well, there's one.
Yeah.
And, at least he was cool about it.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Mix 105.1.
You ever have a celebrity encounter? It was completely unexpected, so you have to make a split decision. Do I bother them and ask for an autograph or a picture, or do I leave them alone? Hey, good morning, Heather. Who was your celebrity encounter with?
Julia Roberts.
Oh, my gosh. Where?
At the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas.
And was she cool? Was she approachable?
No.
No.
Oh, no.
Not at all.
She was on vacation.
She was actually there filming a movie, which we didn't realize. And our kids were playing on the beach, near each other. And there was nobody else around. It was just my husband and I and her husband. She had a big floppy hat on. And I was down by my kids making sure they weren't, you know, going in the water. And my husband turned around and looked at her and said, oh, my gosh, has anybody ever told you you look just like Julia Roberts? And she, like, whipped around and said, I am Julia Roberts, and I'm on vacation, and, like, took off with her kids. It was really rude.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a shock. I love her.
I do, too. She's always been my favorite actress, and it really disappointed me.
Yeah. I get it, though, because as soon as she's recognized there, people will be all over her, you know?
Yeah. And it was funny because my husband truly just thought she looked like her. He didn't process that it was actually her.
Way to ruin it for her.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for calling. That's a good one, Heather.
You're
Have a good morning.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Hey, good morning, Kim. So who was your celebrity encounter with and how'd it go?
I had two, actually. Danny Glover back in the early to mid-90s when they used to have inner city games for the kids in school.
Yeah. And was he cool?
Oh, he was awesome.
Oh, that's good to hear.
He sat on the stage afterwards and signed autographs until every kid had one.
Oh, that's so awesome to hear.
And while conducting an interview with Channel 2 News. And my other encounter was with Nick Anderson. I was in the checkout at Publix, and all these pints of ice cream were on the conveyor belt behind me. And I'm like, wow, somebody loves ice cream. So I turned around, and there was Nick Anderson standing there. And the bag boy had no idea who he was.
Oh,
and
wow.
I said, he was one of the best players that the Magic ever had.
Yeah, absolutely.
And one of the best in the NBA. And he said, thank you very much for that comment. And I said, you're welcome, Nick. Have a nice day. But, I mean, both were very approachable.
Well, now I just want to know what he was doing with all that ice cream. Does he have an ice cream addiction, or was he throwing a party?
That's what I was wondering.
Kim, thanks for calling. Have a great morning.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wake up. Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.